Hello everyone, you're listening to the CMO Stories Podcast, episode 6. My name is Yuri Bilast and I'm your podcast host. And today we have a special guest. It's Nadia. Nadia, welcome. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm all right. What about you?
I'm doing fine. I already did some yoga this morning. And actually, because the weather is not that good here in Belgium, but I took, you know, my bike, went over there, did yoga, came back. So I'm full of energy. So it's not like a typical day where you are, you know, your calendar is full. I know that you have a busy day today, so I am happy that you're there.
Yes, yes. Now my day has been absolutely insane. I actually wouldn't mind having some yoga to calm me down and maybe some meditation, but hopefully in the evening.
Okay, so I'm happy actually that you're there. So your full name is Nadia Ivanova, that's correct?
Yes.
I pronounce it well. Tell me about a bit, where are you located actually at this moment? Where are you living? Are you located?
So currently I'm located in Cyprus and I'm visiting our Cyprus office, but I get to travel quite a lot with my job. I actually just came back from Brazil, from São Paulo last week. And I'm actually waiting for my UK visa to go and visit our UK office, which is our main office in London.
Oh, great. Yeah, actually, I also wanted to go again to the UK for a mastermind with fellow marketers. But, you know, the current COVID restrictions are not that easy. If you just want to go there for one meeting, you know, it's a bit of a hassle. So I decided to postpone it a bit.
100%. I think traveling overall has become a challenge because you have to fill out so many forms. And especially even if you're traveling transit through countries, you still have to fill things in. For example, to come back from São Paulo, I had to do 2 stops in Zurich and Athens. And I had to fill in separate forms for all 3 locations.
I know. The other, you know, a few weeks ago, I went to Venice, but I stopped at Zurich just, you know, to change plane. Also there, you know, all the paperwork you have to do, and also some flights that are canceled suddenly that I need to change. Anyway, that's the challenge that we need to have a look at. Positive that we can still travel. Now you're at Cyprus and you're originally, where were you born or where were you?
I was born in Moscow in Russia, but I actually grew up in Cyprus. So I arrived here when I was 3 years old and spent most of my life here, not in Russia.
Oh, great. Yeah, because I have a Russian name, but I'm not Russian. So Yuri. And normally the surnames in Russian are a bit difficult to pronounce, but your name, it's okay. welcome to my podcast. I invited you because we met on at the Web Summit and you're also CMO. This podcast is about having conversations with other CMOs, CMO stories. So perhaps before we just dive in other questions, you already told us a bit about yourself, but what is the company that you're working for and what is the sector that you are in at the moment?
So I'm actually working for one of, in my opinion, most exciting sectors. I'm working for a global fintech company. Mm-hmm. And the name of the company is Unlimit. We've been around for more than 12 years now, and we're actively trying to disrupt the financial industry and trying to be ready and prepared for everything that tomorrow brings our way. It's super exciting because especially with the recent years when everything has been going through a massive digitalization, online payments and payment processing has been booming. And being part of this change and bringing change, helping businesses worldwide go through this transformation and survive in the new world is super exciting. So I love my sector. I love our industry.
Yeah, actually, it's, you know, I also love the tech sector, of course. And then finance is also, I had a long time at an investment club. So finance and stocks and everything around. So, and these 2 things combined, fintech, it's really, really interesting. And then you get to travel a lot and you can do marketing. I think you have the ideal job. So tell me about, okay, there are, I guess, let's say adventurous sides of the job. There are really exciting things, but I guess you also have your challenges with this job. Is it more like in the expansion, or where are the challenges that you or that your company have at the moment, or challenges perhaps that you have overwon in this past year?
Yeah, I mean, there were a number of challenges that I had to face. I think my first and foremost challenge was that when I joined the company, initially, there wasn't really a strong marketing team built, and there wasn't really a lot of things done in different directions. So they didn't really have PR. They didn't really have a lot of digital marketing going on. So the company was just surviving as is without anything being done into my direction. So I had quite a big challenge of trying to actively build a team and start doing things and start promoting things, and obviously building everything from scratch, starting from overall public relations and the traditional things like media outreach, going on to digital marketing and making sure that we're consistent on social media. But also, I think another really big challenge that I had to face and that I'm facing every day and that we're trying to overcome every day is being different. Because our company as a whole, we actually went for a massive rebranding last year because we simply outgrew the old brand and we felt that it didn't really represent us as a team. We're a very young team, very ambitious, we're very innovative, and we wanted a brand that represented that. And I wanted to make sure that this message of innovation and youth and kind of, ambition translated also in our marketing campaigns and in our marketing channels. So if you look at a lot of our competitors in the sector, they tend to focus more on the financial aspect of things. So it's a little bit more corporate, a little bit more bureaucratic, a little bit more standard. I wanted to change the focus and focus on the tech side of things. I wanted to make sure that we make it fun and that we bring this little level of uniqueness and take it into a different direction. So we try to do everything not like our competition. So for example, if we think about like checkout.com, who's one of our competitors, they have one of their messages is that they're the new Adyen. Mm-hmm. Who's another big competitor? Well, my position is we don't want to be the new Adyen or the new Checkout. We want to be Unlimited. We want to be ourselves and we want to be known for who we are and stand out. And I think we've managed to do quite a lot of really cool things. We actually recently came out with a series of animated videos, like product videos. Like, I think this is a great example to show how we're trying to approach these kinds of things. Yeah. Because usually when you think about product videos, you think about a very standard cliche kind of thing where people are saying, oh, this is our product and it's good. And, there's like this little explanatory doodle kind of style happening. So we went a completely different way. We actually created a whole universe, a whole story where we compared traditional technology with fintech, and the message behind it was that not always do traditional technologies need, let's say, innovation or alternative options, but fintech does. And we tried to highlight these things in these small kind of cartoon stories that are really full of humor and full of life. And we wanted people to feel, to react, to see the humanity behind it. I wanted to make sure that these videos would be something that I would want to send to my friends and say, hey, this is a great video. Like, I hope it makes you smile. Yeah. And I think we've managed to achieve it. So this is a challenge, but it's an exciting challenge because you're taking risks. You're trying to break these boundaries, to break frames, and to really build a uniqueness about your brand that would differentiate it from others.
Actually, yeah, I understand. If you do something different than the others, then it's always more difficult because, you did something that others did not, and it's easy to get people giving comments on that. But if you do what everyone does, okay, then you feel perhaps safe but you don't make the difference because, you are like in the masses. That's Like, you know, there is a kind of an expression that instead of, you know, following the path that everyone does, make your own path and leave a trail. So that's actually what you're doing. And that's all. But it seems exciting. And then if it's working and if you see that you get traction, then I guess you should have this satisfaction that it works. And it's because, you know, you never have guarantees and it can go either way. But exciting. So you talked about these campaigns and social media and this. What is then the social media channel or channels that you are most active on?
I would say our main channel is still LinkedIn, simply because we are B2B.
Yeah.
But we try to leverage other channels as well. We also have Facebook, we've got Twitter, and we actually just recently started our Instagram. And that's another good example of us trying to approach things in a different way, because we've actually been quite successful on Instagram Reels.
Mm-hmm.
We started doing these fun videos of our team from the expos that we go to and from the office, and just trying to follow some trends and showcase the atmosphere of working inside our Unlimited team. We actually have a name for our employees. We call them Unlimiters.
Oh, cool.
So just giving people a taste of what it's like to be an Unlimiter and to work amongst this crazy environment of innovation and of youth. So, and we've actually seen some really cool engagement happen, and we're really trying to leverage Instagram right now. And in our plans, I'm hoping to also start TikTok next year.
I was going to say this, TikTok, because you talked about Reels, because it's not, you know, not the most, I would say, easy space to go there, because TikTok has, people have a certain vision on TikTok and the audience that's on it, but like every social media channel, you know, it will evolve. And if you're there, like if you're doing things that no one else does, then you will stand out. And I'm, for myself also, I'm using LinkedIn and Instagram and also Clubhouse. It's a bit less at the moment, but I will come back to that, because it really depends where your audience is and what is resonating with you.
But I think definitely TikTok is something that brands should be aware of. I hear a lot of my fellow marketers say, oh, but you know, our audience is not there. And, you know, it's more for Gen Z, it's more for younger people. But I kind of like to look in a longer span perspective, because there was a time when people said that about Instagram, and then here we all are. With TikTok, it's already started, because if we look at findings by I think there was a report by Hootsuite where they found out that already companies and consumers are ranking TikTok ads as something more inspiring and more easy to view. And more businesses are actually finding it more effective way to reach out to their audiences. And again, if we look at countries like China, for example, where TikTok has outgrown the Gen Z category and audience, and has already started being, like, it's already being viewed and used by people older than me, even. So it's my parents' age, for example, and they do TikTok. It just kind of gives us a little bit of a peek into the future and into what we're coming. Because definitely we're moving away from, you know, static content towards video formats to bite-sized content, because as years go by, people just want to make sure that they get more and more so that they get information quicker and easier.
Right. Yeah. And then, you know, you see a lot of brands that actually are present on TikTok just because it's easy to consume those little videos, and it's fun, and it's like, you know, people are just scrolling and browsing, like they don't, the attention spans are really short. And then something as Reels or as TikTok is really working these days, a combination, of course, with other channels.
And I think also it's really cool, because it's pushing brands and it's pushing companies to think creatively. I love creative thinking. I love seeing something different. And I think these new formats and these new channels are really, really forcing us to put our thinking caps on and start coming up with these crazy ideas, to be super creative and to adapt.
You can really be creative with those apps. That's, you know, it really motivates you to be creative, to stand out. And actually, you can have a great organic reach on TikTok without too many followers. That's the system like that today, the algorithm. So yeah, that can really be fun. And also the ads that are coming up. I followed the presentation because also in Belgium you have now possibilities to do ads on TikTok, and it's really exciting to look at all these different platforms, and they are, you know, putting out new stuff, and it was really interesting to talk to you. The time goes really fast. So for our interview today, or our conversation today, I would call it. But Nadia, how can people, if they hear this and they want to connect with you, what is the best place to connect with you? Is that...
LinkedIn for sure. I'm quite responsive there, so it's easy to find me by my name or by my company. I'm also present on Twitter, but I go there more rarely than LinkedIn. So definitely I would recommend trying to connect there.
Awesome. So thank you very much for having been on my podcast. As promised, also we are building the community with people, with CMOs that are on the podcast. So if you are now listening to this podcast and you also want to be there like Nadia did and be interviewed by me or have a conversation with me on the podcast and join the community, just send an email to yuri@efficade.com. And I will be happy to have you. And if nothing else, I would like to meet you in our next podcast episode. Bye-bye.